Section 1. If things were as they should be, another kid would be telling you how to do these things, or you'd be telling another kid. But since I'm the only kid left around who knows how to do these things, I'm 42 years old, but about these things, I'm still a kid. I guess it's up to me. These are things you can do by yourself. There are no kits to build these things. There are no classes to learn these things, no teachers to teach them. You don't need any help from your mother or your father or anybody. The rule about this book is there's no hollering for help. If you follow the instructions, these things will work. If you don't, they won't. Once you have built them my way, you may find a better way to build them. But first time, do them the way it says. First thing is a spool tank. For this, you need an empty spool. Here's one place your mother can be used into the deal. You can ask her for a spool. If she hasn't got an empty one, you'll have to wait until she does. In the meantime, build something else. See illustration 1A. Okay, now you've got the spool. You will also need a candle or a piece of hard soap, a rubber band, and 3 or 4 large wooden kitchen matches. If you want to be real fancy and you've got a thumbtack, that's okay, but you don't really need it. And it's really not the right way to build a spool tank. The first thing to do is make the washer. Take a kitchen knife or your jackknife. We used sometimes to hold the blade under the hot water until it got fairly warm, thinking it would make it easier to slice the candle. But I've just tried it, and I honestly don't think it makes any difference. You can try it both ways and see. Either way, what you do is cut a slice of candle from the bottom of the candle. Cut it fairly thick, at least 1/4 inch. The finished washer doesn't have to be that thick, but it's easier to cut a thick slice of the candle than a thin slice without its breaking. If the candle, when you cut it, looks as if it's made in thin layers like an onion, forget it. You'll never get a decent washer out of it. Either find the kind of candle that's made solid or use soap. If you find the right kind of candle, keep cutting slices until you get a good solid one. You may find it easier to pull the slice off the candle without cutting through the wick, leaving a hole. If you cut right through the wick, with one of your matches, push out the little piece of wick in the center if it's still there. Now go outside and find a very smooth stone, like a sidewalk, and rub gently until the washer is nice and flat on both sides. You don't really need a stone. You can do it on a wooden floor, if your mother is somewhere else. Note: the other night, a friend of mine, who lived only 6 blocks away when we were kids, told me that he used to make the washers out of the paraffin that used to be on the top of jars of homemade jam. Now he tells me. If you use soap, cut a slice with your knife. You don't have to heat the blade for soap. And then trim it round, and then poke a hole in the center with a punch on your knife. Or you can even do this with a matchstick, too. With the matchstick, rub a little groove in the washer, or cut the groove carefully with your knife. See illustration 1B. Then thread a rubber band through the hole and put the matchstick through the loop it makes. Now work the rubber band through the spool. It's too short? Get a longer one. It's too long? Double it. Now break off a piece of another matchstick and put it through the rubber band loop at the other end of the spool. See illustration 1C. Wind it up and then put it down. It will run across the floor. It will climb a considerable slope. And if it runs ahead of itself so the stick is in front instead of in back, just wait. The stick will come slowly up and over, and when it touches the ground, you're in business again. If you've wound it and it doesn't go because the washer won't turn, without taking the tank apart, rub the washer against the spool just where it is. If the little matchstick at the other end skitters around, jam pieces of matchstick in the hole like this, or use a thumbtack. See illustration 1D. If you're interested in making a real climber out of it, cut little notches all the way around the rims of the spool, and that will give it a good grip. See illustration 1E. Of course, once you know how to do it, now that I've told you, you can teach another kid. And then you can have races or hill climbing contest, or just plain fights between your tank and his.